Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Tim, one of my viewers from north of the border, sent me a story from Canada. I think it's important that we hear this one. It was a tragedy that could have been prevented, and these kinds of things happen too often. Parents of woman killed by legally blind motorist urge families to report unsafe drivers. A legally blind guy driving a car, and he'd been doing it for years. 86-year-old Theodore Levick was jailed for a crash that killed Megan Brown in British Columbia. The story's from the CBC News. Bethany Lindsay wrote it. An elderly driver who killed a 27-year-old British Columbia woman was legally blind and had his license revoked 15 years before the accident in which he killed somebody. And yet, everyone knew about it, the fact that he was driving. He would go to Tim Hortons nearby every single morning, same time, according to documents, and went through the drive-thru to get him his Tim Hortons. The blind man going through the drive-thru. Now 86-year-old Theodore Finley Levick was sentenced last month to 2 years behind bars for criminal negligence causing death, and he's banned for life from driving. But he was already suspended. He wasn't supposed to be driving in the first place. And, you know, at the age of 86, a two-year prison sentence is actually lengthy because he might not have 2 years left. But you got to do something. You can't tell him to stop driving because they already did that 15 years ago and it didn't work. And he killed somebody. Megan Brown's grieving parents believe the sentence is a fit one for an elderly man with no previous record, but they want people to learn from what happened to their daughter. Court testimony makes it clear that many people knew that Levick shouldn't be driving, and yet someone let him use their car. It's unclear who. The court didn't say. I don't know if the court even found out. But Sue Brown told CBC, if you know somebody who's driving without a license that is doing something that can potentially just destroy a family, you need to stand up and do something about it. Especially with all the seniors that are on the road right now, if you know your parents shouldn't be driving, you need to do something. And I can tell you right now, I've been around the block a few times, I've had some experiences in my life, and I've actually been involved in that conversation. And it wasn't a conversation, but where I and another adult who was a child of an older person, so there's a parent and a child, but all of them are adults, where we had to sit down and say, you are not driving anymore, and we took away their keys. They owned a car. The car was in the garage. They weren't allowed to drive it anymore. They were incapable of driving it safely. And we had spoken to everyone in the family about this. Everyone was on board with this, except, of course, the person who got their keys taken away. And we made, you know, sure that that person could get around, could get anything they'd done, you know, anything they wanted. If you need to ride someplace, give us a call. We'll make sure you get there. But you aren't driving anymore. And you know, that can be harder in some families than other families. Some families won't do this, and that's a problem. And I can tell you that preceding the moment when the keys got taken away, every time we went to visit, we'd walk through the garage and take a look at the car. And one day there's a scrape down the side of the car. How'd that scrape get there? Oh, side mirror got busted off the car. What happened to the side view mirror? I don't know. Just running around bumping into stuff with the car, okay? So take the keys away, get that car off the road, at least with that person behind the wheel. Get that person off the road. It's a difficult conversation. Like I said, it shouldn't even be a conversation in some cases. In some cases, it's a statement. You aren't driving anymore. Again, I know some people are going to say, Steve, that's not possible. Well, this is the outcome that is the other end of the spectrum. Megan Brown was riding her motorcycle to her job at Tech Metals on July 25th, 2016, the day of the crash. The sun was up, the weather was clear and dry, according to the court. Brown had just passed a slower driver on Highway 3B near Trail, British Columbia, when Levick suddenly cut in front of her to make a slow left turn across traffic in a 2014 Subaru Forester. There was no opportunity for the motorcycle to avoid a collision, and it crashed into the vehicle, Justice Michael Tammen said when he found Levick guilty in March. Brown was pronounced dead at the scene 2 days before her 28th birthday. Levick told police and bystanders that he never saw the motorcycle coming, which we believe because he was, in fact, legally blind. Investigators would later discover that his driver's license had been canceled in 2001 after an optometrist found he was medically unfit to drive. Levick has diabetes and an associated condition called diabetic retinopathy that can lead to blindness. An ophthalmologist testified that Levick had been legally blind for years at the time of the crash. The court also heard the staff at the ophthalmologist's office had alerted Levick's doctor in 2011 that Levick was still driving, and he warned his patient to stop. Nonetheless, with full knowledge of his extreme visual impairment and the attendant risks, the accused chose to drive. The mere act of setting out behind the wheel would constitute reckless disregard for the lives and safety of others, Tamman wrote in his decision to convict Levick. Brown's father believes a fatal crash would never have happened if the people in Levick's life had reported him to the police. Court records do not reveal whose car Levick was driving, but it was the car he apparently drove every single day to the drive-thru at Tim Hortons. So somebody knew he was driving and let him drive. Patty Brown said people don't want to report a member of their family or somebody that they know because it's taking away their independence and their freedom, but they're putting people's lives in danger. Yeah, and by the way, you know, don't feel sorry for somebody when you take away their car keys and they're blind. Don't feel sorry about taking away their car keys. Feel sorry for the fact they're blind, okay? That's something that's sad and you wish it hadn't happened to them. Taking the keys away is a natural thing to do when someone is incapable of driving. You take keys away from someone who's drunk, you take keys away from somebody who's blind. 3 years after the tragic crash, Browns can't escape their sorrow over losing their youngest of two daughters. Megan Brown loved motorcycles and tattoos and was stepmother to a little girl who shared her first name, her parents said. She's learning how to drive a big rig and was excited about her future at the new job. Sue Brown said, I used to talk to her every single day. We were just the best of friends. This driver took away my past, my present, and my future with my daughter. And it's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. So again, 86-year-old Theodore Levick, jailed for a crash that killed Megan Brown in Trail, British Columbia. And he had been forbidden from driving 15 years ago because he's blind. Now, I understand that legally blind does not mean that literally he can see nothing. He might be able to see something. He might be able to see shapes. He might be able to see colors. He might be able to see a little bit of stuff, but would have no peripheral vision. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that he was declared legally blind. His license was taken away. Legally, he cannot drive at that point. I'm not licensed in Canada, but I suspect that the laws are similar over there. So, man shouldn't be on the road. People shouldn't have enabled him to be on the road. And the fact that he's getting 2 years in prison, it's fitting for him. But, you know, the people around him who provided him a car knew he was driving while blind and didn't stop him, in my mind, bear some responsibility here, if not legally, but at least morally. So it's a horrible story to hear about. I feel the utmost sympathy and sorrow for the family that lost a loved one. And I'm glad to see that the blind driver who killed somebody is going to jail. Thank you for the story, Tim. Questions, comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.